It's we're trying to take a look at our district from, say, like the 30,000-foot level and saying, how are we structured school-wise, program-wise, and those kinds of things. And then based upon that information, what kinds of things do we need to offer as we move forward so that we don't have to keep changing our way of doing things in terms of assigning students to schools.
But today, the board looked at several amendments to that plan, which would go into effect next academic year. These changes affect things like the application process, magnet program structure, and fundamental programs. And it was one proposed change to the county's fundamental schools in particular that caused today's board meeting to hit a snag. That is, the potential swapping of the fundamental program now housed at South St. Pete's Lakeview Elementary with a Montessori program at Gulfport Elementary. Madden says the move would address increased demand for limited fundamental seats.
But at the elementary level, there's still a number of students out there whose parents want a fundamental school. Because we weren't able to offer it to the extent that we'd like to, we had hundreds of parents not enroll in our system. They're out there somewhere else, either being homeschooled or private schooled or some other version.
It could also bring up Gulfport Elementary's D grade. Madden says the Montessori program, which operates separately from Gulfport's traditional elementary school, could benefit from relocating to Lakeview.
There's a demand out there for that program too, but not in its current setting. So if we took that program and moved it to a facility that was better suited for the size of that program, which is about 300 and some kids, which is Lakeview Fundamental Facility, then moved the Lakeview program to Gulfport, we've now had a win-win.
The Pinellas County Schools website defines a fundamental school as one that's family-oriented with increased parental involvement and an emphasis on discipline. Most parents are required to drive fundamental students to school. Students who, for parental reasons or otherwise, can't or won't comply get kicked out. Today, Lakeview parent Kurt Miller says one of his major concerns about the move is the fate of Gulfport Elementary students who don't make the cut.
Fundamental schools are not designed for every family's needs. They are specialty schools that are designed for families that are able to commit to the rigorous fundamental guidelines. Guidelines that require intense parental involvement at every level, every day. There is so much homework and reading, and it has to get done every day to keep up with the curriculum. Not every family can support it, and you already know this.
More than 80% of Gulfport Elementary students reportedly participate in free and reduced lunch programs. Lakeview PTA Treasurer Heidi Grew says the program swap wouldn't address the real cause of Gulfport Elementary's D grade.
But the idea that forcibly inserting a fundamental program into the Gulfport community will improve the outcome for students completely overlooks the problem. With over 45%, and parents have mentioned this here, of their student population living in economically challenging conditions, the underlying stressors at Gulfport Elementary reside in poverty. And until this board focuses on the causes and effects on poverty on education, proposals like this one are no better than a doctor prescribing aspirin for cancer.
But Gulfport Elementary parents say they want their kids to benefit from a fundamental program as well. Janelle Malisi, a board member of that school's PTA, says the board should look into turning Gulfport into a fundamental school and leaving Lakewood in place.
There are changes that could be made to the proposal that would better suit everyone involved. We can accommodate Lakeview parents, we can accommodate Montessori parents, and we can accommodate many families that want to be a part of a fundamental program. I believe the best way to accomplish that is to leave the Montessori program right where it is and make the rest of the program a fundamental program.
Many members of the public, as well as a few board members, seem to like that idea. The problem with that, Deputy Superintendent Madden says, is that Gulfport Elementary's Montessori program would still be a school within a school, something the board wants to discourage at low grade levels.
What we're trying to accomplish is dealing with that school within a school issue also that we couldn't accomplish by keeping it there and converting the whole school to just a fundamental school. You could, but it's not as clean. The school within a school is a lot easier concept at the high school level than it is the elementary level.
Gulfport Elementary parent Jennifer Salmon, who is also a member of the Gulfport City Council, says why not move the Montessori program to a new facility?
Montessori really wants its own program. The teachers want its own program. So there are, as we were driving here, actually I was driving with another member of the PTA, we went by Tyrone right there, you know, on Tyrone and 66th Street. And they had shut that one down in just a recent year or two. And that would be a great location because so that actually would serve.
Reopen another school to accommodate the Montessori.
Well, why does the school board own property if it's not being used? Are they going to sell it?